And that is our final selection tonight on Antique Phonograph Hour. I will be back next week. My name is Glove. I am what is known as the Uber host of Antique Phonograph. Coming up next on the WFMU schedule is the best show on WFMU, hosted tonight by Tom Sharpner. Best show on WFMU, back again, another Tuesday night installment. We're taking you through all the way till 11 o'clock. That's right, it is WFMU's premier tent pole show, back on the air, holding up the tent. Station 10, tent pole. Tent pole show. ...201-209-9368 is the number, 201-209-WFMU. If you want to get in on the Open Phone Tuesday action, that is the number to call to reach me. Here we have Mike valiantly screening the calls out in the vestibule. We heard some hot music. We just heard from Robert Pollard from his new album, From a Compound Eye, a.k.a. Face from a Compound Eye, F-A-C-E. We heard I'm a Strong Lion. That's only a minute and 8 seconds long. Good stuff from his new album. I'll be talking about Robert Pollard and my trip to Washington, D.C. in the next little stretch here. I'm going to finish talking about what we just heard, though. Eagles of Death Metal from their amazing new album called Death by Sexy. We heard I Got a Feeling, Just 19. Not too creepy, but sometimes the best songs are the creepiest songs. The Raspberries before that. Ecstasy. One of their many fantastic hits. Raspberries, when they did that thing, when they started off, they're all wearing the white suits and they were all in sync, cool, kind of looking uniform. And then all of a sudden, two of the guys decided they wanted to be the Eagles. And so it was like, two guys wearing a white suit, and two guys dressed in like a denim. But they still made great music. Before that, Robert Pollard, the other half of the Two for Tuesday we heard tonight. Conqueror of the Moon, covering the two of the four P's from the four P's covered on this record: punk, pop, progressive, and psychedelic. And starting us off, The Move with Useless Information. We are already going to the phones here on the best show on WFMU. It is 201-209-9368. FMU, you're on the air. Oh, hold on. FMU, you're on the air.
It's Ricky from Monkey Ramone Records and Filmworks.
Ricky?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Ricky?
Good. I just want to let you know that Marky's going to be calling later tonight with the exciting news, big news.
Marky's going to call with some exciting news later in the program.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get buckled up and get get ready for it because it's going to be the big stuff.
Okay. Ricky over at Marky Ramone Productions. I got to say, Ricky sounded not too far away from his employer. Not unlike his employer. 201-209-9368 here. The place where we make it all happen. It's the best show on WFMU. And you all know the show's being podcast. So you can check it out because it is on the over at the internet. Friendsoftom.com. You click on the archive show and the archive link, and it leads you to the podcast section. I'll put up a separate little thingy that says podcast. It gives you the direct route to get podcasted. FMU, you are on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hello, Spike. How are you tonight?
I'm just fine now that I'm a year older.
When was your birthday?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
So how old are you now, Spike?
Let's put it this way. I'm 9 years away from being elderly.
You're 9 years away from being elderly.
That's right.
So you are what? How old? What do you consider elderly?
50.
So you are 41.
That's right.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
Oh, believe it.
You couldn't be a day over 55.
I'm not old yet, so I'm nowhere near 55.
Well, you know, you've got all the trappings of a creepy 55-year-old in the body of an overweight 41-year-old. So I guess that's kind of a victory.
I wouldn't say overweight.
Big for your size?
Yes.
Morbidly obese?
No.
No?
No.
Slightly obese?
No.
Mildly obese?
None of the above.
Husky?
That's a good word.
It is a good husky. You like husky?
Mm-hmm.
You know why you like husky? Because you're not husky. Because you're mildly obese.
No.
You wish you were husky.
Oh, I am husky.
When are you going to send me a picture? Everybody wants a picture of Spike.
Oh, everybody wants a picture of me. Oh, in due time. Why ruin the mystery?
Why don't you come down here one night and just host the show with me?
That's a very tempting idea.
Well, geez, I'm glad I could put a tempting idea in front of you. Hopefully you can consider this and maybe pencil it into your schedule when you're not sitting on that orange crate in your basement apartment listening to the little transistor radio that you tune this show to. Little transistor
apartment is more than an orange crate.
I'm sure it's more than an orange crate. You got that bookshelf that you found over by the water that you dragged home that day.
No. I buy only the good stuff.
Only the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So only, Florida oranges on that orange crate?
No. You know, nice furniture.
Mm-hmm. Only the finest.
You know, computer.
Only the finest.
Only the finest for me.
You've earned it, haven't you?
Of course.
Working for the government.
I'm working for the government. Let's not forget what I also like to do. You know, whipping people into shape.
Yeah. Because you are the embodiment of discipline yourself.
That's right.
I'm just going to eat this donut here while I, but you show some discipline. You've got no discipline, but if you don't mind, I've got this, six-pack of egg rolls I'm going to eat here, and with this dipping sauce.
Oh, let's go that far, Tom.
What did you have for, what was your, give me your food diary today.
Oh, I had, you know, chicken, you know, with stuffing wrapped into it, and, you know.
Well, hold on, chicken with stuffing wrapped into it?
Yeah, like a chicken wrapped with stuffing.
And where'd you get that?
Oh, from the cafeteria at my work.
From the cafeteria at work?
Yes.
You mean, oh, you mean that clinic you were in?
No, I don't go.
Weren't you in a clinic?
No, only common people go to clinics.
What does that mean?
Well,
please,
I don't go to clinics.
Please explain that comment.
Doctor.
You have a doctor. No, but wasn't it like a rehab? For sex preverts?
No. I don't do rehab.
Just like
I don't need it.
You don't do the suburbs, you don't do rehab?
That's right.
The only thing you do is load up on those the chicken with the stuffing in the middle. So what did you have for dessert? Nice slice of blueberry pie?
No, a grapefruit.
A grapefruit?
That's right.
What was on it? Butterscotch?
No. Splenda.
Splenda. Made out of chlorine.
No.
Yes. You don't know everything, Spike.
Oh, and I take it you do.
I don't know everything either. I'm not just the one. I don't. You know what I don't do, Spike? I don't do ignorance. That's what I don't do.
Oh, I don't do ignorance either, babe.
Babe! Ugh! Creeped out. Oh, what happened? What happened there? That stray cat you got there knocked some stuff over?
No, somebody just got out of line.
Somebody got out of line. What, that one dish you have? Is that what it is? How many dishes do you have?
Several.
So you have one? I bet you're the kind of guy, you have one dish, one cup, one fork, one knife, one spoon.
No.
No?
Wrong.
Which ones are you missing?
I have a whole set of everything.
Babe. I'm still hung up on that babe comment. Where'd that come from? Where did that come from? You
oh,
where did
it come from? It just came out.
Now, what do you get out of listening to this show, Spike?
Oh, intellectual stimulation sometimes.
And what is your favorite?
Music, you know, I kind of like the music.
Well, I mean, I know I know I don't play the Shangri-Las or Chuck Berry as much as you might like. Hey, Mike, can you grab a Chuck Berry CD? I'm going to make you feel at home. I got the Maud theme on now. But I'm thinking you're more, I got to put some Chuck Berry on every time you call.
Oh, so, you just love playing that for me, don't you?
Well, you have your it's your intro music, your theme music. So tell me.
I liked Maud. You know, that was one of my favorite sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. That was you were watching that. You were what in college when Maud was on?
No, I was a child.
So you, what are your favorite parts of this show?
Oh, the music, the interesting phone calls, like you know.
What are you?
The Tom and Steinberg and Vinny from Howard Beach and.
Vinny from Howard Beach! You're mixing your shows up! Vinny from.
And then there's Cookie Louise and, you know. You're, an interesting caller.
You're mixing your shows up. I don't have Vinny from Howard Beach. You know, Mike heard you call another show.
Really?
Yeah, why, Mike, can you come on right now and tell?
And what show was that?
What show was it, Mike?
It was Hugh Hamilton on BAI.
I don't listen to him that often. I know who you mean, but I don't listen to him that often.
But you heard him as a caller.
Yeah.
Did you call, Spike?
This was a while ago.
I may have called once or twice.
And what did what were you looking to discuss? Local politics?
Yeah, I guess. What he basically talks about, really.
And that's is that what you were talking to, with him about?
Yes.
that's not what I recall. It was a sexy Sadie call.
So no, I don't do sexy Sadie. I have heard that person on BAI.
So there's another one. You're not the only one? There's more than one of you out there?
That's right.
So are you ripping someone off?
No.
Is there an original guy out there going, where's Debbie the Dominatrix? And you're home going, I'm going to steal this guy's act. Who started it?
I think I did.
You start. So you did not make this call, though?
Not to that particular program, not.
What shows have you called?
I have called other shows in BAI. I've called shows on I'm serious, you know, Lynn Samuels.
Uh-huh. And what do you say?
Oh, Lynn Samuels and I have, you know, we go back a lot of years.
I picture you almost looking like Lynn Samuels.
You know who Lynn Samuels is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're being educated.
Oh, yeah, jeepers. Thanks for educating on me on somebody I've known about for 15 years.
Well, I've been listening to her for 25.
Oh, I guess it was a big fat race, huh, to see who logged more Lynn Samuels miles.
Does he call the fan?
Have you ever called WFAN? That's a good question.
I don't listen to jock radio.
Jock radio. You really are a throwback. Jock radio, you're talking about, you're railing against the teenagers at one time. What was he talking about?
The mall.
You hate the mall. You're talking about teenagers.
The suburbs.
Well, the suburbs isn't my cup of tea.
You don't drink tea, do you?
I didn't mean that literally. I meant, you know, the suburbs is not for me.
Oh.
I wouldn't be quite dead living in the suburbs.
Now, Spike, the Academy Award nominations came out today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you follow that at all?
No, I haven't seen any of the movies.
What is the last movie you saw in a theater that was not X-rated?
Super Size Me.
You saw Super Size Me?
Fahrenheit.
That was not a command. That was the name of a movie.
Yes, I know.
That's not what you said at the... So you saw Super Size Me in the theater. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, Super Size Me and Fahrenheit 9/11.
And Fahrenheit 9/11. You don't go for the non-fictional movies there.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. If no one's getting decapitated, I don't bother looking at it. I just happen to like those particular...
You, a new wrinkle, every conversation. So I picture you... Now I'm picturing more like... Like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs, but it was instead of that like Euro, like that Euro pop playing. Picturing you playing like this is you in the basement, like. I roll over Beethoven. Like with some girl trapped in the pit, you're cranking Chuck Berry.
That's right. I only listen to high quality.
This is you.
Up in the morning and out to school. It's school day now. Wake up. I'm going to lower this basket in.
Have you ever killed anyone, Spike? Has anyone died by your hand?
No.
No?
No.
So you like horror movies?
Oh, yes. You know, Jason and Freddy and Chucky and Michael and... You know, Leatherface. I really dig those.
You really dig horror movies.
That's right. As long as somebody's getting decapitated, I'm a happy camper.
Have you seen Hostel yet? Hostel?
Yeah. Why didn't you see Hostel?
Well, I'm going to. So my coworker recommended it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Coworker?
One of the coworkers at the... Yeah, that's right. I thought you only liked the good stuff. You're saying, I only like the good stuff. But you're talking about the lowest grade horror movies.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Chucky, that's good stuff. Child's Play 3.
Well, listen, I mean, it's better than seeing the Tom Cruise movie or a Jenny from the Bedroom movie.
Yeah, because those are the only movies that are out. It's either a horror movie or a political documentary or a Jennifer Lopez or Tom Cruise movie.
No, I don't. No, I said I don't like to see Tom Cruise or Jenny from the Bedroom.
But what about, like, other movies? For example, Good Night and Good Luck.
Well, that I do want to see. Other people have recommended that to me.
Uh-huh. People at work recommended that to you?
Yes.
People, what division of government is it? Is it a citywide? Is it federal?
Federal. Yeah, so, in a sense, I'm working for the genius in the White House.
So, are you dealing with people all the time?
Only on the phone, not face to face. Thankfully,
not face to face. All right. Spike, it's always interesting.
Yeah, see, you know, I just, you always find a new thing to find out about me.
There is always a new thing. Tonight we found out a few things about you.
Yes, right. And there's more to come.
And there's more to come. Oh, good heavens.
Maybe he can tell us about the State of the Union address. Is he going to watch that tonight?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, why not? That's your president.
I wouldn't be.
That's your employer up there talking.
I may work for him, but indirectly. But I don't have to listen to him.
It's like a company meeting for you.
Oh no, it isn't. That required viewing.
It's your boss, right?
An idiot.
What?
Oh, he's an idiot.
No, he's not. He's our first of all, he's our president, and you don't talk about the president that way.
Oh, he wasn't elected.
Sure he was. He crushed John Kerry.
No, the first time he wasn't elected.
Oh, the first time is over. Now he's president. He was elected. He crushed John Kerry. It's a landslide victory.
Well, because John Kerry was quick.
Maybe John Kerry needed some discipline.
No. If the genius had ran against, let's see, Judge Judy, I'm sure Judge Judy would be in office right now.
I'm sure she would, too. I'm sure Judge Judy would. I'm going to make you our new political correspondent. Thank you, Spike. You have a great night.
Oh, you too.
Bye. I don't know what it is. I'm hooked! He's got me! He gets me at hello. FMU, you're on the air.
You know, that guy sounds like a cross between Judge Judy and Maude.
He does sound like a cross between Judge Judy and Maude. That's fantastic.
And Spike, I mean, come on. He sounds like he's 500 pounds and bald.
What's your name, young man?
My name's Chuck. Tom.
Where are you calling from, Chuck?
I'm calling from New Jersey, from Middletown.
Nice.
So,
Spike doesn't do New Jersey, you know.
Oh, I know. Where did he say he was from, anyway?
He was out in Queens, I think.
I don't know. He seems like he's very creepy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go investigate for me?
No, that's okay.
I'm going to give you the job to investigate. It'll be like the bone collector. You'll be driving around and you'll end up in some sort of like hovel, getting tortured by Spike.
I wish I had Lynn Samuels on Sirius Radio. I just have the music stations. I'd like to hear him call her.
Hello, Lynn. You're on the Lynn Samuels show. We got our caller, Spike. Hello, Lynn. How are you tonight, Lynn? I got some exciting news. I got a Chuck Berry bootleg that's Chuck Berry live at the Ritz Theater in 1988.
With the pickup band from down the block.
With a band that played Kenny's Castaways.
Right.
So what's going on tonight, Chuck?
I'm just wondering if you could play some Big Star if you haven't yet. Uh-huh. If you haven't.
For you, we will play some Big Star.
Very cool.
Later in the program. You take care, Chuck.
You too. All right. Take care.
201-209-9368 is number. As I said, You can always get more information on the program. Go over to friendsoftom.com. We are podcasting. You just click out there. You find out all about the podcast. Go to the archives section. Sign up for the podcast. The State of the Union address is going on right now. I wonder if I can check in with it. Let's see. Is it worth it? Should I even bother? I wonder if I could find a. I wonder if I could find like a like audio on it. Where would I go to for that? ABC.com. Let's try that. Like when I go over to the computer now, it's like the Graham Norton show. It's like me going to the computer. State of the Union address. Ooh, I can see it in here. Ooh, let's see. See if we can get this on now. Trying to get the, let's try to get it on. See if we can find it. Can't find it. Try it over at abc.com. See if we can get it there. No. Let's see. Let me try cspan.com and see if we can get it there. There is a picture on the ABC site of Bush with his glasses on. He looks cool. I think he looks cool. I think he's a cool president. I don't know why people are so down on him. Let's see. Nothing there. How about that? Weird. It's not available. How about that? How about that? What's that? Maybe that's why I'm not finding it, because it's not on yet. See, that's the kind of thing that would have been better for preparation. That's the kind of thing that I need a tech dude in here to do. All right. Now we will disregard that the shenanigans there. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, no, I was just calling to let you know it's at 9.
It's at 9?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake?
Yeah.
You a big fan of the president?
Oh, yeah, huge, let me tell you.
I think he's cool.
You think he's pretty cool?
I think he's cool.
What do you like about him?
Kind of stick-to-it-ness.
Yeah, stay the course.
Well, he's got that, and he's got, he's just cool. I don't know what it is. I just think he's cool.
Yeah, you want to hang out with him?
I would, sure.
Yeah. I hear he wasn't actually so cool to hang out with back in college. I hear he was the kind of guy who sort of, let you know that you couldn't get into the frat party if you didn't have six girls with you.
What? You couldn't picture him listening to, Black Sabbath Volume 4?
No, I actually couldn't.
I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I could picture him listening to, like, Alan Parsons Project.
I don't know if he's an Alan Parsons Project kind of guy. Isn't his iPod list isn't his iPod thing on the...
on, like, whitehouse.gov or something
like
that.
Like, this is what he listens to on his iPod.
Oh, I would love to see that list.
I wonder supposedly,
he was a pretty big Beatles fan.
Really?
Yeah, he astutely pointed out when George Harrison died that there were only two Beatles left alive.
Well, that's very perceptive of him.
Yeah, he's pretty good with his math skills.
Yes, he was able to subtract 4 minus 2 and figure out that there are 2 left.
Yeah, so, I mean, clearly he demonstrated his avid fanhood with that superior knowledge.
Well, thank you, Jake. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right, sweetheart.
Hey, this isn't Spike.
That's right. Bye-bye. So anyway. The Oscar nominations came out today, and I would like to go through them, review them, after I take this call. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey, who's this?
It's Bryce out in Newbridge.
Hey, Bryce, how are you?
First of all, I just want to say I'm glad you decided to change topics.
You're glad I decided to change topics?
Yeah, it got too heavy with all the political stuff, you know?
A little too heavy?
I thought so. It's like, you know, we could go on forever talking about Bush and versus, you know, whoever is against him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about other stuff like music or... Like, you just changed the subject, too?
Yeah, I did change the subject. To the Oscars.
I didn't see hardly any movies this year.
Well, let me walk you through some of the nominations.
Okay.
Let's see. Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role.
Jack Lemmon.
In what movie?
Network.
No, it's movies from 2005.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant of all time.
You know, let's go to the best film.
All right.
Let's see if you can handle. Let's see if you can handle that. Best motion picture of the year. You ready?
Want me to guess?
Actually, yes. Why don't you guess?
I saw only a handful of new movies this year. I'm going to guess. The Longest Yard.
No, The Longest Yard didn't make the cut.
Dig? Yeah.
The documentary?
Yeah.
No, that was not this year either. That was...
Are you sure, man?
I'm pretty sure.
What about that Tom Snyder thing that just came out? Did that make it into the running?
You mean the Tom Snyder DVD?
Yeah.
No, that I don't think that did.
Okay. Titanic. Well, you leave
again,
them off.
Okay. Best motion picture of the year. Brokeback Mountain. Capote. Crash. Good Night and Good Luck. And Munich.
I didn't see any of those.
Okay.
Or did I? I don't know what I saw.
You don't know what you saw?
What's your pick? I saw a lot of freaky stuff this year. A lot of it was during dreams, though.
Well, yeah, those aren't movies.
They were kind of like movies, though. The weird thing was, I ended up getting murdered in all of them.
Really?
Yeah, kind of creepy. You got murdered in a couple of them, too.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Okay. Keep going on. Who's up for, like, best,
Let's talk
dolly
about...
Dolly Grip.
Best what?
Dolly Grip.
Best Dolly Grip.
Yeah, do they have Oscars for that?
No, they don't. Those are technical things.
Okay.
But, let's see, directing.
Gotta be, Spielberg for something.
Yeah, for Munich.
What's that?
That's a movie he directed that came out in December.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about the when all those athletes were killed, and then the Israeli government fought back.
That's a total buzzkill, man.
It kind of is. I'm going to actually go along with you on that.
Did the Dukes of Hazzard get up or something?
No, Dukes of Hazzard didn't get any nominations.
Are you S-hitting me that the Longest Yard didn't get nothing?
Let me check actor. Let me just make sure Adam Sandler didn't get... No, Adam Sandler did not get nominated.
Oh, man. What about Chris Rock?
Well, I guess that would be Best Supporting Actor. I'm going to look here. No, he didn't.
What about Best Cameo? Rob Schneider.
Well, there is no Best Cameo Award.
In the the MTV Movie Awards, they got something like that, don't they?
Yeah, well, this is the Oscars.
That's not as good. Anyway, go ahead.
Best performance by an actress, a leading role. Judi Dench in Mrs. Henderson Presents.
Don't know it.
Felicity Huffman in Transamerica.
Now, I know her from that TV show.
From Desperate Housewives.
No, Lost, right?
Felicity Huffman?
Yes.
Now, that's Desperate Housewives.
I don't know that.
Transamerica, by the way, is loosely based on the life story of a guy who calls this show, Spike.
Really?
Yes.
Where does he live?
He's in New York.
Okay, I'm in Upper Newbridge.
Okay. Upper Newbridge,
yeah,
really?
I just moved. It's that new kind of, you know, they had that construction there for years.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
You know, above the aquarium.
You're above the aquarium?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fancy.
Well, you know, I inherited some money.
You inherited some money?
Yeah.
Like, how so?
Well, one of my neighbors has a pet lion that he shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
And it bit my hand off. Why?
Wait, a guy... A friend of yours?
Not anymore.
But you only have one hand?
Yeah.
You got a hand bitten off by a lion?
Yeah, but I got a massive payout.
How much of a payout?
$120,000.
That's not massive, actually.
Wait, what?
I'm going to say that's not massive. $120,000 for losing a hand?
I got to buy a new house. Of course, I got to make sure I make those payments every month, which is going to be real tough on account I can't do nothing no more.
Why? Because you're one hand?
Because I got one hand.
Yeah, that might limit what you can do.
You know what I can do with
what?
One hand? Well, a couple things.
Ugh. What's one that's radio friendly?
Did I hear you say you went to see Robert Pollard this weekend?
Yes, I did.
What was it like?
It was great.
Was it like GBV?
It was better.
Did they play, I don't know, Gold Star for Robot Boy?
They didn't do Gold Star for Robot Boy.
Sons of Apollo?
No, they didn't.
Everyone knows I'm Rain Cloud when I'm not looking.
No, they didn't do that one.
Navigating Flood Regions. Mascara Snakes.
They didn't do Mascara Snakes.
Sons of Apollo.
You said that one already.
Did I?
Yeah, they didn't do that one.
Okay, well, what'd they do?
Well, they did a lot of solo stuff. Hello?
Yeah, I just kind of nodded for a second. You were talking about the movies.
So I guess
have you seen the Albert Brooks film? It looks kind of good, although I didn't like the last couple.
I didn't see it yet, no.
Did you like The Muse?
The Muse? No, I didn't.
I didn't either, man.
Oh, I'm actually agreeing with Bryce from Newbridge. Bryce from Upper Newbridge, I guess.
That's right, because I'm witsy now.
Yeah.
Next time, if I ever see you, you got to drop to one knee and kind of give me props like the peasants used to do to, like, Lincoln and stuff?
No, I don't.
I think you do.
I don't think I
do. But I know you do.
I know I don't.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You're right there?
Yeah, you know what?
What?
When you get to Upper Newbridge, the quality of weed is a little better.
It is?
Yeah.
The quality of weed is better in Upper Newbridge.
Oh, yeah. My dealer, Roger.
Yeah.
Whitaker.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I shouldn't have said his name.
Yeah, you kind of shouldn't have said
that. That wasn't his name. I meant Roger Widowski.
A little late for that.
What is?
You said the guy's name on the air.
Who did?
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Oh, man, this show's awful. You need to go to radio school or something.
Why?
Because that just came to me. I don't know how it did, but it just did.
That I should go to radio school?
Yeah.
Maybe I will, Brian.
Maybe you should.
Well, maybe you should go a couple days without smoking some pot.
Maybe I should go a couple days without not sleeping.
Yes, that would be good.
You hear the Strokes record?
Not yet.
I haven't either.
I wouldn't peg you for a Strokes fan. I thought you were more of a Deadhead.
I like the Dead, the Strokes, GBV, all kinds of stuff, you know.
What's the newest band you're into?
The newest band I'm into? I don't know. Oh, man. Lightning Bolt?
Really?
Yeah.
Lightning Bolt?
Kind of out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky
stuff.
I put
on a show by them in my basement in Newbridge.
You put on a Lightning Bolt
show?
Yeah,
why didn't you come?
I didn't know about it.
Oh,
and
it was
if
good,
I,
man.
Well, it sounds great.
Oh, man, I'm about to pass out.
All right, Bryce.
Okay, man. I'll call you at some point.
All right.
And I'll see you in my dreams. Hope you don't get iced.
Well, I hope I don't also.
You probably will, though.
All right. Thanks, bro. Well, again, I get hung up on before I finish any of these farewells to people. So anyway, I'm looking at these Oscar nominations. And I see that... I just watched the movie Hustle and Flow the other day. I watched Hustle and Flow. The movie about the pimp. There's the movie where he's a pimp. And because Terrence Howard got nominated for Best Actor in a leading role for Hustle and Flow, which I think is he deserves the nomination because he's because it's good, because he's good in it. The movie, though, I'm not so sure about the movie, though. So because you know the movie's about he's a pimp, right? And he all of a sudden decides one day he wants to be a famous rapper. He wants to be famous to get some of that rap money that he can get. Because there used to be some rapper who lived in his neighborhood down in Memphis. And by the way, I like Memphis so much. After seeing that movie, I'm scared to go back to Memphis. Is that what Memphis is like? I'm scared of Memphis now. I thought I wanted to go. A little creeped out. So anyway, he's this pimp, and all of a sudden he wants the rap money that this one rap guy's making. And then, so then the movie's all about the heart he's putting into the rap, right? He's putting all the heart into it. And he's, you know, in the movies, it's like in the movie, he works for 5 days, but right? he's like, I worked for 5 days on this tape, and now it's time for me to be famous. It's like, he's worse than,
He's worse than the kid in Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come Through. At least that kid tried twice. That guy tried twice. Is it time for the State of the Union address? Let's try. Let's watch. It says we can watch it now on C-SPAN. Let me try this. See if we can bring this up. Okay, I think we got it. Here we go. Let's try it.
Sierra, Usher, Hammer, and Diddy. All the names of international superstars. It's just that none of them wanted to talk to us today. So we're here with Jesse. What's going on in your life, Jesse?
Well, I'm in the middle of seventh
this
grade
is
now,
not
and
the...
I'm at the tail end of preparing for my bat mitzvah, which is on March 11th, 2006. You all are invited.
Is this,
the,
this is the State of the Union address?
Now, what's this mitzvah thing you're talking about?
Well, I've been studying the Jewish religion now for 5 years.
What? That's not the State of the Union address. That's that girl's bat mitzvah video. That sad, sad little girl and her sad bat mitzvah video. Everyone watching it and making fun of her now. So I'm scared of going to Memphis now. I don't want to get beat up. I don't want to get beat up by a pimp. Don't beat me up, pimps. If I'm in Memphis, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm not looking to get stomped by a pimp. Nominated for Best Supporting Actress, you got the Amy Adams in Junebug, directed by my buddy, Phil. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide and World Wide Web, WFMU.org. This is Best Show on WFMU. We are here for another 2 hours. All kinds of mirth, music, and mayhem coming up. Going your way. Get more information on the show. You go to friendsoftom.com. You also find out about the podcast. Go over to friendsoftom.com. You click on archives. That'll lead you right to the way to subscribe for the podcast. Sign right up. The show gets sent to your computer each and every Thursday morning. The podcast show up. We got Mike on the other side of the glass screening your calls. And I want to thank Mel, who does the all the insane work making the podcast available to you and I. He does all the editing. Thank you, Mel. New record. I'm Kelly Stoltz here on WFMU. It is called Below the Branches. We're going to hear something from it called Ever Thought About Coming Back here on WF. Just as I'm about to go, I got a little instant message. Someone sent me an instant message. Here we go. Let's see. What was it? Wah, this isn't playing, this video. C-SPAN video. Let's go back to ABC. What? They're showing According to Jim. What is this show, Rodney? Is a show called Rodney? What is that? Hi, I'm Rodney. Those are the best kind of shows where the guy, like, talks to the audience. Is like, what's that? Where's this music coming from?
I've still got it.
What?
My hair color, that is. Clairol Nice.
I don't want a Clairol commercial. Stop.
And at the end of your studies, you're called to the ark in front of your whole congregation to read from the Torah. After that, you're acknowledged.
I don't want to hear you either. I'm getting all these drop-ins. Technical problems. All right. I think we got the technical problems sorted out. We're getting ready to go on with the show. And here we go. This is from the new Kelly Stoltz album, Below the Branches. It is called Ever Thought About Coming Back, here on WFN.
You know you can't buy these things, no. See, Jesse and her lambs, I rock the Jewish people, you know who I am.
I don't want to hear that video. I've seen it 800 times this week. I don't want Chuck Berry either.
Deliver me from the days of old.
What's going on with the sound here? I can't get this thing on, this record. Chuck Berry? I don't want Chuck Berry. I'm not trying to play Chuck Berry. Trying to get the State of the Union address. Couldn't get that on now. I'm just trying to play this Kelly Stoltz record. Trying to get back to... Oh, and now I got a door slamming on me. All right. I think we got it set now. Here we are from the new Kelly Stoltz record called Below the Branches. We're going to hear a song called Ever Thought About Coming Back on WFMU. Asia? That's happening to me now. What? Okay. All right. Enough. Enough of the shenanigans. Need this thing to just play. Why won't it play? This Kelly Stoltz record won't play. And now I think I got it. Here we go. From the new Kelly Stoltz album, Below the Branches, we are going to hear a song called Ever Thought About Coming Back here on WFMU.
They're really rocking and
rolling. I don't want Chuck Berry.
Now we got a style that's fitting. I hope you can all keep up. We're from the bottom to the top now. We're here to come up. If I was a rich girl,
Oh. Best show on WFMU back again, another Tuesday night. Another fantastic installment. Fantastic? Really? You know what? We're doing all right, that's what I'll say. Fantastic, maybe not. We're holding our own. Just heard from Big Star from Radio City. She's a mover. Going out by request to Chuck. Did Chuck want to hear that? Chuck?
Chuck wanted to hear Big Star, or Jake. Somebody wanted to hear Big Star. Well, I'm sending it out to Chuck and Jake. And before that, we heard Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. I'm sending that out to everyone who likes good music. That is my dedication to you, the good music enjoyers of the world. Under the Hedge, from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, his hot album, Tyranny of Distance. At this point, it's not a hot album, it's a classic album. Speaking of classic, The Love and Spoonful before that with Four Eyes, taken from, what album was that on? That's on the Summer in the City album. We heard it from a best of the Love and Spoonful collection. And starting us off, Kelly Stoltz from the Below the Branches album on Sub Pop, new on Sub Pop, Ever Thought of Coming Back. Made a trip to Washington, D.C. a few days ago. Went down and saw the Robert Pollard show. As he played the 930 Club. And it was mighty. No prisoners were not taken. Oh, I forgot, theme song contest in full effect. People writing in, sending in their theme song entries. We're going to hear a few in a little bit later in the show. If you want to get in on the theme song contest, go to friendsoftom.com. Click on theme song contest. It's there for you. We got a lot of great entries, but it's still wide open. It's still wide open. No one is the winner yet, by far. The winner is out there somewhere, sitting, waiting, watching. Well, maybe not watching. But yes, waiting. Maybe not sitting either, actually, now that I think about it. They could very well be standing. Or leaning. A variety of possibilities for what the winner of the theme song contest is doing right now. They could be laying down for all we know. Well, the important thing is that you go to friendsoftom.com and you get your information on it. You can listen to the entries that are up there. Everyone who's submitted an entry is in the it's up on the website. FMU, you're on the air.
Yo, Tom, I want to talk about the weather.
You want to talk about the weather?
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's Garrett.
Garrett?
Yeah.
What about the weather, Garrett?
Well, you know how it's been, like, really hot?
Yes, it has been warmer. Yes, that's true. Yeah. I was in Washington, D.C., walking around the streets on this past Saturday, wearing just a shirt. I didn't even have my jacket on.
Yo, isn't it a little too hot for a snowman?
What's that mean?
Gonna melt you.
You're going to melt me.
Uh-huh. Melt.
Mel?
Melt.
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 I'm going
to melt you.
You're going to melt me. And yeah. How are you going to melt me?
I'm the absolute punk, all right?
You're what?
We're going to melt you.
Who are you?
The absolute punk.
The absolute punk.
Uh-huh.
That's your name?
Yeah.
So it's Garrett, the absolute punk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Do me a favor. You near a computer?
Yes, I am.
Go to www.
Hold on, Garrett, the absolute punk. Hold on, Garrett.
www.myspace.com.
Yeah.
/ Garrett at the disco.
Two R's and two T's?
Yeah.
Garrett at the disco. Let's check it out.
Yeah. We're going to melt you, Tom.
It says here Tom Sharpling is the scum of the universe.
It's true.
Why are you doing this, Garrett, the absolute punk?
Your show is just bad. I know college shows are better.
Oh, jeepers, Garrett. Garrett. I'm actually trying to appeal to a guy named Garrett.
What does that mean?
Well, what do you think it means, Garrett?
What does it mean? You tell me.
Garrett, you know what?
You're the one who said it.
Get off my phone. Garrett, the absolute punk. People who want to see a MySpace page that apparently defaces me can go over to... Honestly, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of Garrett. Why would I be scared of anybody billing themselves as the absolute punk? You can go to myspace.com/Garrett at the disco. Okay. What was that, Mike?
Ricky is waiting to inform Mark that...
Okay, Ricky? Okay. So Ricky from Marky Ramone Productions is apparently on the line right now. So this is... FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's Ricky from Marky Ramone's Records and Filmworks.
Oh, hi, Ricky.
Hold for Marky, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
You're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. So what, you got transferred over there?
What do you mean?
I heard the phone click there.
Yeah, I was in my office, and my assistant, Ronnie, he put me through.
Your assistant what?
Ronnie.
I thought it was Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. I can't keep these guys straight, you know?
Uh-huh. Why is that? You going through assistants?
Well, they all look the same. They all got the kind of, you know, the haircut that I make them get, and they kind of, you know, they kind of, I don't want to, you know, them to feel bad, but they kind of, like, ape me and what I do, you know, how I look and how I talk and stuff, so.
Your assistants do?
Yeah.
How many people work in your office?
Geez, 37.
37.
Yeah, it's a huge office. All kinds of film production, and you know, it's like a couple studios and
a couple studios,
you know, like a whole bunch of drafting tables and stuff.
For some reason, I'm not
a lot of architecture.
A lot of architecture.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean architecture?
Well, you know, I'm hoping to have these buildings built that look like drumsticks and stuff. Why?
Where would you have drumstick buildings built?
New York, greatest city on earth. I keep forgetting you're over there in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm here in New
Jersey. You guys don't know nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, we know a fair amount.
Not as much as New Yorkers.
Not as much as New York. Well, we're trying.
Well, okay. Hey, I heard that guy just a second ago. He was talking about being the ultimate punk. Guy sounded like he was 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
We were doing it before that guy was even, you know, like a protoplasm or whatever, you know, an egg or, can I say sperm?
You just did.
Okay, sperm.
Yeah. I guess the way you say it, it's okay. Don't say it again, though.
Okay, sperm. I won't say sperm no more.
Thank you.
Okay.
So... What's that?
I was clearing my throat. I had a little bit of a peanut in there.
So
I had a payday candy bar.
Not
one of the big ones. I had one of the smaller ones because I'm kind of on a diet, you know.
Like you would, like a fun-sized one?
No, not that tiny, but you know how they got the real giant-sized ones that you can get, like Eckerd's or whatever?
Yeah.
And they got the regular-sized ones?
Mm-hmm.
I had one of the regular-sized ones.
Oh, like just a regular-sized candy bar.
Yeah, yeah.
So this announcement.
Oh, yeah, big stuff coming.
Really?
Big stuff's coming in a little while, okay?
All right.
Okay, I got something else that's just as exciting that I want to lay on everybody. And I'm very excited about it. Are you ready?
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely ready.
Are you ready for Marky Ramone's Erotic Nights book series?
Marky Ramone's... hold on. What is that?
Marky Ramone's Erotic Nights book series.
You know what? I don't think I'm ready for it.
Let me just say first that Knights is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Like
knight in shining armor.
Yeah. Okay, I follow that.
So, this is this new thing I got going. I was lucky enough to get a book deal with Scribner's just recently. And let me just say it's not your mother's romance novel here.
Okay, so you're writing this stuff now.
Yeah.
You're writing erotic fiction.
Kind of erotic fiction. Nothing too dirty or too graphic, but it's, you know, it's kind of titillating.
And where did the germ for this idea come from?
Well, back in 1995, we were kind of, you know, winding down the Ramones. We knew we had like a year left of touring and stuff. And so... we were on tour in the Midwest of the U.S., and I had some time to kill before a show in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
And I went to this used bookstore, and I was in the comic book department, and this one book kind of caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
And it had this really kind of big buff guy, and he was, you know, kind of getting busy with this chick, and she was in a corset. And I thought it was kind of like a porno book or something. And I kind of checked it out, and the book was called Kingdom of Dreams by this author named Judith McNaught. And I kind of ended up getting really kind of sucked into the story.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of got addicted to it, and I just could. Johnny and those guys was always teasing me, you know, he's reading Kingdom of Dreams, he can't get his nose out of that book. And in a nutshell, it's the kind of story of the Duke of Claymore. He's this kind of tall, dark, and rugged guy named Royce Westmoreland. And he's kind of this hardcore guy, and all he wants is this woman who's going to accept him for the man that he is and not like this kind of warrior legend.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wants to do is kind of share this peaceful life with a bride and, you know, live in this castle. And there's this chick named Jennifer, and she is like the daughter of this head of this clan called the Merricks, and it's in like an island or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give too much away for anyone who wants to read Kingdom of Dreams, but Jennifer and Royce, they end up getting together, and they have this really touching kind of love scene that really kind of spoke to me. And the guy Royce, he's kind of scarred from all these battles, and
he's kind of what?
Scarred from all these battles.
Scarred?
S-C-A-R-R-E-D.
Oh, scarred.
Yeah, scarred.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he thinks that she's going to be totally, like, you know, start throwing up, and she sees all the scars and stuff, but she's sort of into it, and she's sort of excited, and she's kind of turned on and stuff, and she starts to kiss all the scars and stuff, and then he don't expect that she's going to do that, so he feels really good, and... like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, they end up getting married and all these problems start to happen and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a good story, and it kind of just got me into the whole kind of genre. I started buying books like Mr. Perfect by Linda Howard, The Viscount Who Loved Me by Julia Quinn, The Duke and I by Julia Quinn also, Thunder and Roses, Mary Jo Putney. Chesapeake Blue, Nora Roberts.
So you're just a big fan of this kind of, like, historical romance.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like the best parts of, like, history, which was, like, kind of one of the only subjects that I kind of liked when I was in school,
uh-huh.
You know, and kind of like sex, too, which I still like a lot, too.
Sure.
And I've always liked.
Okay. So you have taken it upon yourself to start writing this stuff.
Yeah.
And are you published?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got a book deal with Scribner's, and my first
But
book,
I mean, they're out. I didn't...
it's coming out. My first book's going to be coming out February 16th.
Really? And the name of that book is?
It's called Lady Waynesworth's Desires.
Lady Waynesworth's Desires.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there any part of the book you can read for us?
Well, yeah, sure. I'd love to give you a little sample. I know your readers are probably kind of wanting to hear what Marky's up to.
That my readers would.
Your listeners. Sorry. See, I got to switch gears because I was doing an interview today with Romance Monthly, and I was kind of in the, you know, your readers' gear, and now I got to switch it over to your listeners' gear because you're on the radio and not in a book.
Sure.
In a magazine.
Yeah, this is not a book or a magazine.
Yeah, I know that. Don't get smart with me.
Well, no, I'm reiterating what you just said. I'm not getting smart.
Wait, you what?
I said I'm reiterating what you just said.
You don't use profanity with Marky Ramone.
That's not profanity. Okay, let's just move on.
Let's go back to like a minute ago. And we'll kind of like pretend that just never happened.
Yeah, let's put a little, let that stretch just fade away.
Okay, ready? Let's take a little breather.
So the
2 seconds of breathers.
Yeah, 2 seconds of breathers. So the section
no,
you're
two, take 2 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right. So the section in the book. You there's part of the book you can read that is not that is friendly to the airwaves.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't get too dirty. But let me give you a little backstory on what this book's about. It's called, like I said, it's called Lady Waynesworth's Desires, and it takes place during the Revolutionary War.
Uh huh.
And it's this young woman named Lady Waynesworth, and she's married to General Rupert Waynesworth, and he's a high-ranking British general stationed in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And Rupert gives her everything she wants, and he, you know, he showers her with all the accoutrements a lady in her position should have and kind of expect.
Mm-hmm.
But Lady Waynesworth, she wants one thing that Rupert can't give her, and that, of course, is his undivided attention.
Okay.
See, Rupert, he's so caught up in defeating General Israel Putnam and his colonial forces that it consumes his every waking moment. And
I missed that last stretch there. What?
Rupert, he's really, you know, all he can think about is this battle that he's going to get into with General Israel Putnam and the colonial forces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of all he thinks about, and he can't think about, you know, other stuff like, you know, his wife and making love to her and stuff.
Okay.
And so eventually Lady Waynesworth, her eye starts to wander.
Yeah.
And she sets her intentions on some other people, you know, namely this peasant stable boy. Who takes care of their horses.
All right. And what's the stable boy's name?
Marcus.
Marcus.
Yeah.
And, okay.
So I'll read a little passage from the book, okay? This is a passage from Lady Waynesworth's Desires by Marky Ramone of the world-famous Ramones.
Okay.
Lady Waynesworth watched with great sadness as her husband mounted his steed and rode out of sight. Rupert was bound for a secret conclave with his British Army compatriots, General Thomas Gage and General Sir William Howe, to decide how best to handle potential colonist uprisings. It had been so long since Lady Waynesworth had felt her once attentive lover's touch that she could not be blamed for noticing the muscular glistening upper torso of the 19-year-old stable boy, Marcus, as he carried an oversized bag of feed to the awaiting horses. Back at the house, Lady Waynesworth tried her best to busy herself planning what to wear to General Gage's gala costume ball, but she soon found that she could not banish the image of Marcus's rippling chest and powerful biceps from her tormented mind. "My dearest Lord," Lady Wainsworth asked as she fell to the floor, "why do you tempt me so with this gorgeous creation of yours? I am weak, and I know not if I can resist the temptation to partake of your wondrous bounty." Unable to contain her passions, Lady Wainsworth soon found herself making the familiar walk down to the stable. The irony of the situation was not lost on Lady Wainsworth. This time her quarry at the stable would be a stallion of another kind, a man-stallion, one who could make her feel like a woman again, not a possession on the arm of a powerful general. When she reached the stable, Lady Wainsworth stopped and pressed her ear against its rough-weathered door. She could hear young Marcus grunting deeply as he baled hay inside. Lady Wainsworth pushed open the heavy stable door. The first thing she noticed was how incredibly hot it was inside. The second thing she noticed was Marcus's shimmering, strapping, powerful back. She gazed in wonder as the muscles ripped each time he impaled a mound of hay with his iron pitchfork. Lady Wainsworth walked slowly towards Marcus, who had not heard her enter the barn. As she entered and neared him, Lady Wainsworth tried her best to ignore the pungent wave of body odor that emanated from Marcus every time he flung one of the heavy bales from his pitchfork.
Ugh.
Now just inches away, Lady Wainsworth breathed deeply and placed her soft, delicate hands on Marcus's rugged shoulders.
Ugh.
Hey, I don't need no comment. I'm not done yet.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing.
Let me finish, okay?
You finish. Okay, you're right.
2 seconds.
Okay.
Startled, Marcus quickly turned to face the intruder. Confusion registered on Marcus's cherubic face as he looked into Lady Wainsworth's longing eyes. "I'm sorry, my lady," said Marcus. "I didn't know you were desirous of a ride today. I shall fetch your usual steed." Just then, Lady Wainsworth grabbed Marcus's massive arm, stopping him in his tracks. "I am desirous of a ride," she sighed, "but not from Buttercup."
Ugh.
With that, Lady Wainsworth pressed her lips against Marcus's. Marcus pulled away, his confusion growing deeper. "But Lady Wainsworth, you are a noble woman, and I am a lowly stable boy," said Marcus. "And what if the general discovers us?" "My husband is not due to return until it is morn," said Lady Wainsworth as she unbuttoned her blouse, revealing a heaving, ample bosom.
Oh, I hate it.
"Come partake of my fruit basket."
Oh, I hate this.
That's a little taste of it.
Well, that's...
Wait, you don't like it?
I think it's gross.
I think it's heavily erotic.
Now,
I'm sure your listeners do, too.
Now, you're sure the listeners do, too. Now, are you sure that, that anyone wants this?
I'm sure they do. And let me just kind of, I don't want to give too much away, but let me tell you a bit more about what happens. Eventually, Lady Wainsworth, she gets in with the colonists and starts to tell them that her husband is making these battle plans and all, lets all his secrets kind of be known, and she becomes a spy for the colonists. But she also has kind of these dalliances with some of the war's key players, like Paul Revere, John Paul Jones, Ben Franklin, even Betsy Ross.
Ugh. And you wrote this.
I did. You know that painting, The Spirit of 76?
Yeah.
Lady Wainsworth meets those guys on her way to Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And ends up having kind of an erotic encounter with them.
Oh,
There's all kinds of double entendres about, like, you know, how big the drumsticks and
I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate this word, but it's the only word that seems to fit. Yucky.
Well, see, it sounds like you're kind of sexually repressed, and, you know, I think if you would kind of give it a chance, you would kind of, it would open up a whole new world of, like, eroticity to you.
Or what word is that?
Eroticity.
Eroticity.
Yeah.
Now, am I supposed to picture the character Marcus?
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe him again?
Well, Marcus is kind of, you know, he's totally buff and he's built and he's got kind of like this black hair. And it kind of falls around his forehead and down, by, you know, down his face and down his back and stuff. And he's got kind of a, when he's not, you know, without a shirt on, his shirt is kind of like sleeveless.
Uh-huh.
And then when he goes out in under the elements, his leathers, he's got like leather, kind of the jacket sort of, black. And he's so poor that he can't afford like real good, you know, like, you know, breeches, you know, tights and stuff. So
yeah.
He's got to wear these pants that have holes in the knees, and he's got this these canvas shoes.
So it's pretty much long hair, long black hair.
Yeah, it's real black.
You said leather jacket?
Yeah, it's kind of a... And because it's been against the elements so long, you know, it's kind of turned like jet black.
It's like a weathered leather jacket.
Yeah.
Pants with holes in the knees.
Yeah.
And what's he got on his feet?
He's got these canvas shoes.
Like sneakers.
Well, they got kind of like, it's kind of like this gum tree kind of sole to them.
Gum, yeah, like sneakers.
Well... You might call them that. Back then, they didn't call it. They didn't have no word like that, sneakers.
Yeah.
You know?
But, well, yeah, I know
and
they didn't.
He's got these kind of spectacles that are round, and his eyesight ain't no good, so they got to be darkened.
So it's really you back then. It's you. You're the stable boy, Marcus.
Who is? Me?
You, yeah.
No. It's totally fictional.
It doesn't sound fictional.
So what did you think of the story?
It sounds really derivative.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You know, it's kind of, that's sort of the...
Oh, no, it doesn't. I guess I can't have an opinion on it then.
Well, I think you're wrong. I mean, I've heard your opinion on other stuff, you know. You don't know what you're talking about.
Like
you
what?
Was, well, you was putting down, like, Road to Ruin a couple weeks ago, and that's one of the best-sounding records ever made.
I was not putting it down. I was saying...
You was being highly critical of it.
I was just saying... No, I wasn't being critical
no,
at all.
No, I think you was.
I was saying... No, I wasn't. You're saying I was. You was.
Yeah.
I wasn't being critical. I was saying that it's not my favorite Ramones album.
You, what's your favorite again?
Rocket to Russia.
Yeah, that one's not so good. That's not as good.
What?
As
that one's great.
The drumming's a little, leaves a little bit to be desired.
Because you didn't drum on it.
Well, I didn't. I kind of made those songs my own once I took over in Poughkeepsie in a few years later.
Because there was such room for you to put your own stamp
on
those.
Well, there was, yeah. Well, let's not talk about drumming. I want to talk about this story, you know, my new venture. And the great thing about this is it just kind of opens up a whole world for me, and the stories kind of write themselves. And it's I'd be lying if I said I didn't encounter a couple hurdles along the way. You know, one of the hard parts is coming up with...
One of the what?
One of the hard parts is coming up with...
Is that hard parts?
That's what I said.
Okay.
I can't help it if you don't hear so good.
I hear very well.
You don't hear no good.
I do hear good. Well, I hear well.
Well, you don't hear good. Sounds to me, and I know a lot of other people have told me that you don't hear too good.
Well, I do.
Well, anyway, the hard part's coming up with, like, new ways of describing the kind of erotic stuff, you know. It's like in that passage that I read... I described her chest as being like ample bosoms.
Yeah.
And one of the cardinal rules is that you can't really ever use a descriptive term like more than once in a book.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So you got to really be creative and come up with other terms for stuff like that, like, you know, I don't know, like lovelies or mammies.
Okay. I actually got to turn you down. Yeah, I actually turned you down.
So the people out there couldn't hear when I said meat bag?
No, they couldn't hear that. Hello?
Yeah, I got a question for you now.
Yeah?
You're not going to have Clem Burke on your show, are you?
Clem Burke?
Yeah.
Why would I have Clem Burke on the show?
Because he started doing this stuff, too.
He's writing fiction
he's
also?
Doing these romance novels.
Really?
Totally following my lead.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Well, you know, I mean, you kind of guess, or didn't guess, you kind of made your opinion known that that's me in, like, the story that I read, and it's not.
Yeah.
He totally kind of obviously places himself into his stories.
Uh-huh.
Totally not cool. His first book is called Heart of Glass.
So it has him in it.
It's awful. It's totally ham-fisted and don't leave nothing to the imagination.
Not like your story.
No, his takes place in the Civil War days.
Uh-huh.
And it's about Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah.
And she meets this Southern rebel drummer named, get this, Clement T. Burkhauser the Third.
Okay, which is really not that different from what you just did.
Oh, I didn't use a last name for my story. He does for his stuff. I don't want to talk about him no more. We got big news to discuss, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I'm interested. You said that there's...
That big news is me signing my book at your table at the FMU Record Fair.
That is the news?
That's the first big news. And I thank you for having me.
Wait, me sign? I don't have a
table. I'm signing books at your table.
I don't have a table.
Don't you have a table where you sell stuff?
I don't, no.
Okay. Can you get me one?
No, I can't.
That's,
I mean, you got to get your own table.
How much is it?
Well, there's not a record fair until November, so you got a ways to wait.
Okay. Well, maybe you could work something out for me. Well, okay, let's take a little breather, okay? Let's take 5 seconds, okay, before the big news.
Okay. All right. Now what?
That's not 5 seconds. That was like 2.5 max.
Okay, I'll take 5 seconds. All right, there's 5 seconds.
Okay, you ready?
Now,
how high is my level here?
Your level's pretty high.
Is it above yours?
I'm just going to say
I want to be above your level.
It is above mine.
How far? How many dB?
You are 10 above me.
That's great. Okay. Show me the proper respect.
Let me just say, I hope that this announcement...
Big news. It's the biggest news that any fan of the Ramones could ever imagine.
Oh, I just hope it's not what I think it might be.
Well, I'm going to announce it in about 1 minute.
You announce it.
Okay.
Wait,
what do you think it's going to be?
Well, I mean, a worst case
scenario. Wait, what?
I said a worst case scenario would be that you're going to say something like stupid, like that you're going to try to reform the Ramones or something. Hello?
Where'd you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, thanks for stealing my thunder. The big news is that the Ramones are getting back together.
That was your announcement?
That's the big news.
That you're...
I've been building up for about 2 weeks now. Thanks a lot there, guy.
Well,
thanks for ruining the surprise for all the big Ramones fans all over the world.
Well, the reason I guessed it...
Yeah.
And I said it was a worst-case scenario... is because it's not possible.
What ain't possible?
Getting the Ramones back together.
Sure it is.
You're getting them back together?
Yeah.
Who is in it then? Because you got...
Well, it's me.
Because Joey passed away.
Yeah, it's me.
Johnny passed away.
Yeah, it's me.
Dee Dee passed away.
Yeah, it's me. Richie.
Okay.
Tommy.
Yeah.
And CJ. The Ramones.
Hold on. You?
Yeah.
Marky Ramone.
That's me.
Drummer.
Second drummer, kind of definitive drummer.
Okay. Who else?
Richie Ramone.
Richie Ramone.
The guy that replaced me briefly for about three records.
Also a drummer.
Tommy Ramone. He's the founding member, kind of the brain of the band early on, and then I kind of replaced him.
Also a drummer.
Yeah. And then C.J. Ramone.
A bass player.
Final bassist in the band, replaced Dee Dee when Dee Dee didn't want to be in the band no more.
So basically, this lineup you're talking about is, it's three drummers and a bass player.
Yeah, sounds good, don't it?
Well, you must be switching off on, like, who's switching off on other instruments then?
Nobody. It's the three of us playing drums and then CJ playing bass. And we just kind of hammer out the songs. The set goes for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, we play just about every song.
Every Ramone song.
Pretty much, yeah.
So who's playing guitar and who's singing?
Nobody. That would be disrespectful to the guys who have departed.
I don't follow you.
What do you mean you don't follow? It's us three playing drums, CJ playing bass, and then we just kind of plow through the songs. Ain't no vocals because how can you replace Joey and how can you replace Johnny? So it's just. It's just us, and it's great. It's real percussive.
Yeah, it's real percussive. I would bet it would be percussive. I don't think there's a whole lot of problem with that, since you have three people playing drums on stage.
And rehearsing, it's great. We don't miss a beat.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you don't. So it's three drummers.
Yeah.
All playing the same part?
Oh, yeah.
And one guy playing bass.
Yeah. Sometimes he don't even play bass. Sometimes he comes back and he plays drums too.
So four drummers at some point.
Sometimes, yeah.
That is just crazy talk.
Like an explosion of sound.
No, it sounds like an explosion of horror.
What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying it sounds like, first of all, it's a ripoff.
It's not a ripoff.
What is the show being billed as?
It's the Ramones. And when someone pays the $85, it's, you know, they know that they're getting the real Ramones.
They're getting the real Ramones.
Yeah.
They're not getting the real Ramones.
Sure they are. We're going to rock the roof off the Staples Center.
The Staples Center?
Yeah.
Which holds like 20,000 people.
What Staples Center are you talking about?
The one in L.A.
I'm talking about the one in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
How many does that one hold?
322. It's like a VFW hall that was founded by this guy named Maurice Staple.
That's
our first show.
Oh, the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Not Staples.
That's our first show.
Wow.
I'll offer you an exclusive, like, remote if you want it.
You know, I might take you up on that. When is that going to be?
It's going to be March 17th, and all you got to do is...
So St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. All you got to do is front us $168,340.
Who does?
You do.
For what?
For the exclusive of the remote,
yeah.
And also we could do, like, maybe, like, a pre-tape interview for your show.
Wow. So for how much money you want, is that
$168,340.
Yeah, I think I might pass on the pre-taped interview.
Come on.
So
I'm gonna offer it to Howard. I've been on Howard's show many times.
I know.
You know
I've,
it.
I've heard you on his
you
show.
Know I'm, it. I'm, I got my own show.
On where?
On Sirius Radio.
That's right.
That's right.
So you're going to what?
You're on a high school radio show.
What?
You're on a high school radio show.
I'm on a high school radio show.
Yeah. I don't know why I waste my time with you sometimes.
Yeah, I think I know why.
So you're going to give me that money and you get the exclusive?
No, I'm going to let that opportunity. I'm going to let that one leave the table.
Well, the other guys are going to be really disappointed.
The other guy, who, yeah. The other Ramones?
Yeah.
Do they even know about this show?
Yeah, they do, and they was hoping you would come through with the $168,000, because that's how much we all kind of owe in debt. Collectively.
How do you, what is, who owes that much?
Like, we all do, Tommy, Richie, CJ, and I.
So you were hoping I'd go in and in one fell swoop take away all your debt.
Yeah, sort of, and then we could charge, you know, we could bring down the price of the tickets a little bit so the kids could, you know, afford it a little better, maybe like knock the price down to like $65 a ticket. Instead of $85.
So $85 a ticket right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to get a show at Trump Marina. Do you got any connections in there?
I don't have any connections at Trump Marina.
All right. What about the...
Why don't you ask your buddy Howard?
Yeah, Howard's not... Howard's a little mad at me right now.
Why is that?
Well, I told him that I was the one that kind of broke the Botox stuff about him to the media. It's like Botox and plastic surgery, and then he had to come clean about it. I'm sure you heard that he kind of... said that he had a couple surgeries. I was the one that kind of anonymously kind of planted that.
Really?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're kind of like, you're really a man of many talents.
You think you're really funny, don't you? Sounds real funny to you, don't it? Just yeah. The whole thing, don't it?
Yeah, you're right. I'm the jerk here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the jerk.
Yeah, you are. You know, it's like, that ain't not no funny to no one else, okay? So you just remember that.
Hold on, what?
What?
That is, I got to hear that one again.
I said, well, you think you are, what you're saying, and that ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
That one, that's not even, that's like a math problem you just said.
Yeah, I just took you to school, didn't I? You don't even know what I'm...
That
you can't even understand what I'm saying, what Marky Ramone's saying.
Is there any way you could get that sentence back again?
All I said to you, after you was being all smart, as I said, that ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
That ain't... Let's go through a word at a time. This is... That ain't not...
That ain't not...
Yeah?
No funny...
That ain't not no funny.
To no one else neither. You ain't ever heard that expression?
No. That ain't not no funny to no one else neither?
Yeah, that's Erasmus High School's motto.
That ain't not...
Yeah, it's on the flag, on the banner that they got hanging above my jersey.
That ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
No, you got to get it right. That ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
That ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
You don't say it right. You sound like Horshack saying it instead of like Vinnie Barbarino.
Uh-huh.
That ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
That ain't not no funny to no one else neither.
No, you don't got it.
Well,
like a total square. You sound like a Foreigner fan instead of a Ramones fan.
Like a Foreigner fan. You know what? I'm going to, if the fact that I can't say that ain't not no funny to no one else neither, if that's going to take me out of contention for fitting in, then call me a Foreigner fan.
Well, I could call you a lot worse than that, and I think I will at some point.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. It's a quintuple negative.
You're really impressive.
Well.
So when do tickets go on sale for these Ramones shows?
Well, we got to first get the shows really booked first. We've got to find a promoter. I'm just kind of putting the feelers out.
And when do you get sued by the...
By who?
Oh, I don't know. By the estate of by the whatever legal corporation owns the name Ramones?
Well, Linda and Charlotte and Mickey, they ain't gonna bother with this because they know that it's unstoppable.
I mean, there's only one original member of the four in the group.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bigger than Tommy, so he does what I tell him to do.
Or you'll what, beat him up?
I might give him a drumstick in the neck like I was going to do to you, which I still could do to you. A little Promark Marky Ramone model stick right in the neck, right in the jugular.
In the jugular?
Yeah.
You mean like the guy who takes, like... bowling pins and throws three of them in the air at a time, a juggler?
Who are you for? No, you're juggler, the juggler vein.
Ugh, you're just...
Hey,
This Ramones tour is going to bomb so hard.
No, it's not. And you know what's going to be even bigger than the Ramones tour?
What? What?
My book and my subsequent books. So I'm going to put a new book every month. I got with this one book that's about Lindbergh. It's going to be the next one.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah.
And what's that about?
It's called Flying Brothel. And it's about how when he went over to France in the spirit of 76, he had all these hookers on board.
The spirit of St. Louis, first of all.
No. What is? I gotta take you to history? And I wasn't even paying attention in history. And I got to take you to school.
I think you might have to take me to
his
school.
His plane was called the Spirit of 76.
Well, it definitely wasn't.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I know you're wrong.
You work in a cardboard factory. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not a huge rock star like you.
Yeah, that's right. Say it again.
I'm not a huge rock star like you.
Say it slower and deeper and with more respect.
I'm not a huge rock star like you.
No, you got to insert your name into it after I, comma.
I, Tom, am not
what?
I, Tom Sharpling, am not a huge rock star like you.
No, say it. You were close. I, your name, am not a huge rock star like you, comma, Marky Ramone.
I, Tom Sharpling, am not a huge... Why am I even doing this?
Because you... No, that you got to show me the proper respect.
I don't have to show you. I just
you
showed.
Do. Well, I'm not going to read my next book on your show then.
What's that?
I'm not going to read my next book on
your
show.
Oh, geez.
I want you to. How about this?
Yeah.
I want you to take some calls right now from your listeners and let them chime in as to whether or not they want to hear me read future passages of my book.
So you'd be willing to talk to a listener?
Oh, definitely.
If anyone...
The fans are like, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Well, if anyone wants to talk to Marky Ramone, 201-209-9368 is the number.
Get ready, because that board's going to light up like Christmas trees.
Well, right now it's completely dead.
Are you sure it's plugged in?
I'm positive it's plugged in. I see one line lit up, and it's you.
Do you have, like, a little kind of, like, restart button? Because it probably isn't working right.
201.
I'd be glad to answer any questions
209.
They got about Ramone's ephemera.
Ephemera? Wow, yeah. that is a big word for you.
Well.
All right, let's try it. FMU, you're on the air.
I would like to say Marky Ramone is the man. SOB, what up? What up? What up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
I hung up on him.
Oh, why'd you hang up on a true Ramones fan, Marky Ramone fan?
Because he sounded not very smart. 201-209-9368.
Are you sure you weren't listening to yourself in the headphones?
Yeah, I'm sure I wasn't listening to myself in the headphones.
Hey, don't get lippy with me.
Well, the phones
you
are
jerk.
Yeah, take it easy, Marky. Hold on. So we got our call screen is screening because apparently...
See, I knew the phone lines would get flooded.
They're not exactly flooded.
I'm going to flood you.
That's a...
With punches.
With
drumsticks and bass.
Yeah.
And your juggler.
In my juggler. Yeah. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hi.
Listen, my boss is a big Ramones fan. If you could please... if you can, if I, like, get your address, send you a check or something, if I can, like, get this on, like, tape or CD, he would love this.
Well, you don't have to pay anything for it.
No, he does, though. He mentioned writing a check. Would your boss be willing to par with, like, I don't know, $168,340?
No, you can't.
How about 30?
You cancel it. No, you go to friendsoftom.com.
Friendsoftom.com.
And click on...
PayPal.
No, there's no PayPal involved. And listen on the archive.
Wait, for free?
Yes.
I don't like that one bit.
Well, that's the way it is. All right, you going to do that?
Yeah, sure, man. I mean...
Okay, thanks,
but
buddy.
But it would be
Thank
better
you.
If you sent back.
No, he's not going to send any money. Hey, FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Marky Ramone? You're my hero.
How's it going? What's
you
your
are
name?
A true rock star.
I know, thanks.
Down where I live in South Old Bridge, New Jersey, we are a huge fan of you.
I think I played South Old Bridge once with the Speed Kings, and it was a great show.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. I'm representing 7th and Park, baby. I just want to shout out to everybody.
Hey, why do you keep dumping all my people?
Well, because I'm scared of them.
Are they cursing?
No, I'm scared of their...
Well, you shouldn't be... You only dump people if they curse. Like, that's what Howard does. Howard doesn't do that no more because he's on, you know, not on traditional radio.
FMU, you're on the air. Okay, no. FMU, you're on the radio.
Your listeners are so dumb they don't even know how to talk.
Those are your fans.
No, they're your listeners.
I think they're kind of your fans.
They're your listeners.
All right, Marky. The phones are completely dead. Oh, a couple more calls coming in.
I know it. See?
Let's see. FMU, you're on the air.
See, I think your board's not working. I think it's overblown with too many calls coming in.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the one as prophesized by the Hollywood Oracle. I was wondering, does Marky know about what are called so-called CI medicals?
CI medicals, what's that like, psilocybin? I took that when I was a kid, yeah.
CI medicals are when agents do no-knock search crimes against paralyzed or unconscious females, or females that were under the influence of sleeping gas during no-knock searches.
It sounds like I'm listening to an episode of CSI with Mark Helgenberger, who I'm going to try to work into my next book.
There you go. Another one of your fans. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, what's up?
Not a whole lot. You're on with Marky Ramone.
Yeah, I know. Marky, I want to ask you, how do you feel about the Alito confirmation?
Pretty positive about it in some ways, and in some ways it's kind of bittersweet. You know, it's like I think if he was given a chance, he could, you know, maybe... obviously, he's kind of, you know, setting a conservative agenda, which I'm not a big fan of, but in some ways, maybe he could sort of like, you know, turn the corner and absorb both ideas, you know, the conservative and sort of the liberal stuff, and kind of bring the best of both worlds to everything. That sort of is my take on that. How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that that the Democrats should have put a bit more of a fight up, but he's in, so, you know, now what's going to happen is going to happen.
That's right. That's how I felt when I was going in to make Mondo Bizarro.
Well, how is that that you felt like that?
What's going to happen is going to happen.
Oh, that's...
Ed Stasium was not my first choice to make that record, but we knew that we had to do what we had to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, another call coming in here. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hag.
Hag.
Yeah, listen, I got a question since I got both of you there.
Yeah.
I got this survey from my school, Grubber High. I was wondering if maybe you two guys could help me out with it.
Oh, what do you have?
A survey.
Yeah.
It's, you know, made by the student body for, you know, fundraising stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I go to Grover High.
Yeah.
It's in Essex Knowles. The thing is, it's called Grover High because it's named after our 22nd and 24th most awesome president, Grover Cleveland. But we didn't want to call it Cleveland High because, you know.
You have a point, champ?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm on the baseball team, and they went through some controversy last year with the nickname of the team. So, I was thinking...
I couldn't take that anymore.
Yeah, he was kind of sounding like a typical fan of your show, and he wasn't making no sense.
Yeah, no.
You know?
We'll take a couple more calls then, and we'll say goodbye.
Let's take a couple, because I got to go back to band practice.
With who?
Pardon me?
Who are you practicing with tonight?
The Intruder Kings.
The Intruder Kings.
Yeah.
And what is that?
It rolls off the tongue, don't it?
Well, not really. I thought it was the Intruders or the Speed Kings.
It's kind of the best of both worlds.
Wow.
We do stuff like, you know, stuff we did with the Intruders, and we'll also do stuff like Weenie Hair and that kind of stuff.
FMU, you're on the air.
Marky, what's up, man?
How's it going? What's your name?
This is Joe Hansen.
I was like, oh, like David Johansen. I remember did a couple bumps with David back at the club.
Yeah, I think the tour's going to be awesome, man. You're the best.
Hey, why are you dumping my fans all the time?
Why am I hanging up on guys?
Yeah.
Because they sound awful.
Well, what would...
Okay. One final call
okay,
here.
Okay, and I'll take you to task for something.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
It's not Tommy.
I just wanted to tell you, we got a barnacle appearance coming up on Tuesday next week over in Oakland. And if there's any chance, it's going to be free admission, but you got to pay to get out. So I hope everybody can tune in on that one. It'll be on Route 202.
My question to you, Tom, is why didn't you dump that nut?
Hey, Tommy, we got a theme song coming into you, baby. We got one coming. It should be in about 2 weeks. So yep. We got a good one coming, and we've been working on it for a while. And we're looking forward to your reaction, but I think it's a hot number. So
right. You
can be looking forward to that, Tommy.
So what, you have any questions for Marky Ramone?
Oh, yeah. If you can get another, can you give him another hour? Because this is really priceless stuff. And if we can stay up for another hour, we'd appreciate it, Tommy. I got to go. I'm heading out there. Your ship's heading off. I got to jump in the ocean right now. I'll catch you later, pal. Take care.
Girl, that guy kind of think he was being sarcastic, saying you're a little boring.
I'd be willing to cancel practice for like an hour or so if you wanted me to stay on.
Oh, I don't think so. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on the air with Marky Ramone.
How's it going? What's
Frankie Baczynski, number one fan all time.
What's that?
I'm the number one fan of Marky Ramone for all time.
Thanks a lot, man. What's your favorite record that I played on?
All of them, man. All of them. Hey, I got some Ramone trivia for you.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so what was the same school that you guys filmed Rock and Roll High School in?
It was in the Valley, and it was in Cerritos.
Yeah, but it was in a famous movie, you know?
Rock and Roll High School 3, you mean? We haven't actually filmed that yet.
Oh, what's the hang-up with that one?
Like I said to Tom a couple weeks ago, we're looking for funding. Funding's kind of falling apart with the studio.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And when you...
Ugh. What a snooze.
I thought he was going to ask what drum heads I used on End of the Century, and that would have been Coded Ambassadors.
You thought he was going to ask what?
What kind of drum heads I used on End of the Century, and I was using Coded Ambassadors.
Wow, that's really not fascinating.
Do I detect a little bit of sarcasm from you?
Little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to detect from me?
What?
Little bit of murder.
Oh, that's charming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to put my Marky Ramone drumsticks.
Where?
And you.
There you go. You're get off my phone. Oi. Oi. Marky Ramone. Oh, I need to play a record. I need to hear something by the Black Lips. Deep. best show on WFMU, back for the final half hour of tonight's program. Tonight's show. Hold our own. We hold our own. Do we hold our own, Mike? We hold our own. Mike says yes. Sad and call from Marky Ramon. We just heard from Haymarket Riot, their song Trip On Out. Available on the 30 seconds before the Calico Wall super psychedelic compilation on the Off Off record label. Television before that from their album Marquee Moon. Marquee or Marquee? I think it's Marquee. We heard a song called Venus. I wanted to play Torn Curtain. Torn Curtain's too long. Halo of Flies before that from their Mod single. We heard Tired and Cold. And Halo Flies just read in a fantastic interview with Halo Flies I received via the intermail, which I will be reading from next week, an interview with Tom Hazelmeyer, which is a little delusional. We will get into that next week, but to start that set off this week, Black Lips from their great album, Let It Bloom, Dirty Hands. From the people over at In the Red. 201-209-9368, phone number, 201-209-9368. You want to get on the air, that's your call. You got 25 minutes to go. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, this is The One, as prophesied by the Hollywood Oracle. How you doing?
Hi, The One.
How are you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you?
I have some interesting news for you. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
Yes.
But apparently, there are a handful of corrupt or hypnotized CIA, FBI, SCI, or Secret Service agents that were taking photographs of celebrities' genitals during no-knock searches.
Oh, I hate you. Glad, good thing for you to hold on there for 25 minutes, The One. You were The One who just got hung up on. Maybe that's your full name. Just call you The One for short. The One who has a pretty crummy phone there. Hi, this is The One. Yeah, you're going to start getting into conspiracy stuff. You might want to get a new phone before you start worrying about the CIA agent. New phone costs $15. FMU, you're on the air.
I'm melting. That's you.
I'm melting.
Yeah.
Who's this again? Garrett?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm melting, Garrett.
Yeah, you will be.
I'm so scared. What do you even have against me?
Your show's terrible. Who'd you say you were interviewing next week?
I'm just going to read an article next week.
Oh, read an article on the radio. Very professional.
Oh,
I had a radio show, it would be the best thing ever.
And what would you do on your show? Play Fallout Boy?
I'd play good music, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd play my band.
Uh-huh. What's your band called?
Glamour Bites.
Glamour what?
Glamour Bites.
Glamour Bites. Oh, that's such a cool-sounding name for a band.
Wait,
what's the opposite of cool?
You.
Oh, that actually, I'll give you points on that one. You got me. You got me, Garrett.
Yeah, I did.
You got me.
But that's just the taste of the melting.
That's a taste. So that was like a little zap, according to you?
Uh-huh.
For what, the overall melting that's going to take place?
You're going to get melted.
Well, you're going to get...
No. You're going to
get off my phone. How dare you come here? I'm going to melt you. You've been ruining the Friends of Tom Chad all night. I'm going to melt you. I'm going to melt you. Nobody goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da to me. Nobody goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da to me. Nobody goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da to me. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Who goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da to me?
I don't know.
Nobody! Thank you. FMU, you're on the air.
This is the one's brother who prophesied about the Hollywood Oracle.
The one's brother?
Yeah, my name's Drew.
Hi, Drew. So you prophesied about what?
The Hollywood Oracle.
The guy who just called?
I'm his brother, Drew.
You're his brother. And what are you prophesizing about?
Stuff that's a little better than his stuff that he's prophesizing about.
What do you mean? You're fighting with him or something?
Well, we're kind of like it. I mean, it's like his stuff is kind of weak and my stuff's a little more outrageous.
Your stuff's a little more outrageous.
Yeah.
The fact that you like what? For example, give me one of your prophecies.
Well, my prophecy is that like the global warming is going to be like really, really bad, and by like next August, there's going to be like, you know, we're going to be swimming on Canal Street.
Okay,
and
that's
his stuff is that, you know, it's going to be bad, but it's not going to be that bad.
That's going to be, and you two are brothers, and what
both kind of like oracles, but you know, my stuff's a little heavier than his stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Drew, brother of the Hollywood Oracle,
yeah.
of the one.
Yeah.
So, what are you, the other one?
No, I'm kind of like the head one.
Number
one.
You're number one.
Yeah.
So he's kind of the other one.
He's kind of like sucking on my vapors.
Okay, he's pulling up the rear.
Yeah.
This is not the one, is it, Mike?
Oh, jeez. Is that Rodney?
I don't think it is. If he's out there and you want to call in, if the one wants to call in and talk to his brother, you're welcome to now.
Come on, Rodney. I'm laying down the call it for you.
201-209-9368. See if your brother is going to call in. It doesn't look like it.
He's chicken ass hit.
Okay, well, thank you, Drew.
You want me to prophesize for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I think Brokeback Mountain is not going to win anything this year.
You don't think it's going to win any Oscars?
Not going to win anything. It's too outrageous, too out there for people to get behind.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty dare.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, that's good.
Did you see it?
Oh, God, no.
You're not into that?
I can't see that, because if I did, then I'd be tainted like you would be.
Tainted?
Yeah, like my brother is.
He saw it?
He saw it, and he's tainted.
What do you mean, tainted?
He's tainted. He saw it, and he's, you know, now he's one of them.
One of what? Who's them?
I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, how's a movie going to taint anybody?
Because
first of all,
it comes across and it gets in your mind and your blood, and then you become one of them.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you, just like your brother.
Oh,
get off my phone also. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Hey, who's this?
It's Tomert.
Tomert? Again, yeah. The voice of sanity.
Oh,
we've okay. Gotten into that position now where you lend a calming voice on the show.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's a breath of fresh air.
What can I do for you tonight, son?
Well, the show's cracking me up, man. I've had a pretty rough day, and I'll tell you, the show has definitely cheered me up. But I've had I'm going into communications, and at least it's the best of everything I don't want to do as a major. And I was wondering about your history and how you even got into the radio biz and all that stuff, just so I could see, like, you know, where I could go. I mean, if you're in the mood to explain that is.
Uh-huh.
If you even want to get into that.
You know, let's talk about that next week. I would need to get my thoughts together on that.
Hey, that's cool. That's
all
cool.
Right.
That's a good
topic. Why don't you call up earlier in the show next week?
I shall.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
You shouldn't have hung up on me.
Why's that?
Because now I'm going to put a spell on you and all your listeners.
What's that?
I'm going to put a spell on you and all your listeners.
You're going to put a spell on me and all my listeners.
Several spells. You know, I've already started the incantations. And it's really heavy stuff. And I feel sorry for you because you're not going to be breathing soon.
Uh-huh.
And by around 11:15, you're going to be just kind of like a puddle of goo. And so will all of your listeners, except for me. Not that I am a listener, because I don't like your show.
Well, geez, Drew, I guess I'll be a puddle of goo then. How about that?
Well, I think you will be.
I dare you to try.
It's already in the works, and Exaxoff is helping me. And
who?
Exaxoff.
Exaxoff?
Yeah.
Who is Exaxoff?
It's one of my demon friends from the other realms. And
one of your demons? You're friends with demons.
Yeah, why?
I love it. Where do these people find the show? Where do they find it?
My brother and I, we live in Des Moines. Well, actually not in the city proper, but we're kind of out there. We listen to it on the web.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
murdered him tonight.
Keep listening.
Well, I murdered him tonight.
Oh, you murdered your brother.
Like, I'm going to murder you.
Oh, well, geez. Okay, goodbye. Bye-bye.
You're dead.
I'm dead. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. It's Gordon calling from South Dakota.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
Great. Hey, great show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
But you've been kind of hating a lot, and I was just going to go back to the whole, you had that love-hate thing going a couple of shows ago.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you Tom Sharpling's love-hate a few questions and see what
you
want to
ask me? Ask me some questions, sure.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Some love, and then, so I'll just random things, and then you can say whether you love them or hate them.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, number one, Good Guys.
I love The Good Guys.
Okay. Number two, Bad Guys.
I hate Bad Guys.
Okay. Good. Number three, The Beach.
I love The Beach.
Number four, Cream Soda.
I love Cream Soda.
Number five, Plain Yogurt.
I don't love or hate Plain Yogurt.
It's got to be...
Okay. I love Plain Yogurt.
Okay. Number six, Loud Motorcycles.
I hate Loud Motorcycles.
Number seven, Relics Magazine.
You having a little party over there? Starting to get a couple chuckles in there?
Number seven, Relics Magazine.
I hate it.
Yeah. Number eight, Kenneth Lay.
Kenneth Lay? I hate Kenneth Lay.
Number nine, Chevrolet Lagunas.
I'm not familiar with a Chevrolet Laguna.
Oh, really? Okay. So maybe you hate him.
I don't know him.
It's a car.
Them. Well, you said him, and I said him
back.
I
said them.
You said him. Okay. You're not going to get me mad. Not going to get me mad.
We just got one more to go.
Let's do it.
That was number nine.
That was number nine. Okay, yeah. What's number 10 then?
Well, we didn't get an answer.
For Chevrolet Lagunas?
Yeah.
I love them.
Okay. Number 10, Payola.
I hate Payola.
Do you want me to ask that again, or you've been pretty truthful from 1 to 9 here. Number 10, Payola.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You could tell us, maybe.
Payola. Yeah, I'm on somebody else's dime here.
Volcano Suns, DC Snipers, New Pornographers, all your Matador merge friends. Uh-huh. A little obvious now.
Yeah. Well, let's
the gig's up.
Let's go back here for a second. Volcano Suns. Homestead Records been out of business for 15 years, I think.
Why are you exactly would you be playing them?
Then they were on maybe because they're one of my favorite bands ever.
Okay.
Then they get back together. They're on SST. I know no one on SST. You got then they go to Quarterstick, Part of Touch and Go. Again, I know nobody there.
Okay.
You know nobody at Touch and Go.
I know absolutely nobody. I know absolutely nobody at Touch and Go.
Indy Paola exists.
Then.
And I have proven it tonight.
DC Snipers?
Yeah.
What are they on, Matador or Merge? Which one are they on?
Oh, probably both.
Probably both. No, I think they might be on that label. That label. I don't even know what the name of that label is that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else? The New Pornographers?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're on Matador, and you're right.
Matador.
Right. They'd be in the Turlet if it wasn't for me. You're right. They got nothing going on except for me. Yeah, well, I saw them on Conan and on Carson Dale. Get off my phone! Accuse me of payola. Getting a word. Somebody called me a snitch. Somebody called me name. Somebody called me a name on a radio thing. Let's see. 21:40 into it. I get insulted. I got to hear this. You know what I want to hear real quick, though? I want to hear this. Hear a song from a song submitted to the theme song contest. It's called "Good Guys Win." Oh, FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Nils from Matador.
Nils from Matador.
I was listening to the show tonight. Little light on. The NPs.
A little light on the what?
The NPs.
What are the MPs?
The New Pornographers. That's all we
know. Oh, the NPs. I have no arrangement.
The check cleared. I don't know what's going on.
I've never taken a check.
Well, 13 Gs, and I figured we get at least a couple spins.
13?
I mean, we have in the past always with the...
Stop.
You know, and I guess, you know, the Cat Power record, cancel that check. I thought we had this happen.
I'm on the take.
Well,
how dare you?
Okay, well.
Nils.
I don't know.
You don't know. I do know.
Well, looks like someone's going to have to take his Hummer back.
And he hung up on me. Nils from Matador. Because I never got paid a cent. Oh, now I find out I'm getting bad-mouthed here. Getting bad-mouthed by some of the poster children bad-mouthing me.
Well, I know, maybe 12.
Oh, my God.
Where is it? I don't have a clock on this thing. Somebody's saying I got, they're goofing on me. Ripping me. Poster children are ripping me. I was there for the poster children. Where are they now? They're ripping me. Ah. Band with the... I was there for you guys at Maxwell's. I want to find the clip here. Can somebody send me that little snippet? Send me a little snippet of the them ripping me. I want to hear it. I never promised to play the Thinking Fellers Union, somebody saying on the chat. The guy Chris. Yeah, Chris, he owes me $20. I saw him in D.C. Yeah, I can't get back to my house. I'm lost. He was going to stay in Washington, D.C. overnight. Yeah, I'll just stay on the street from 3 to 7 a.m. Yeah, that's practical. Here's a song, Good Guys Win, a new entry into the theme song contest by Clortho. Let's check it out.
To quote the fan captain, I got the love skin.
I might have to hear that one again. Let's check it out. Let's try to hear that one again. I like it. That's Clortho with "The Good Guys Win." Now let's hear another entry from The Heavy Flowers. This is the best show theme. Another entry into the contest. Go to friendsoftom.com to find out more information on the theme song contest. FMU, you're on the air. And the phones are completely silent.
The people here are the greatest. We're able to sustain ourselves through incidents like this.
You know, I say eat it, New York. Who knows what they're talking about over on that show, right? Get off my phone. Put on a red leather glove. I reach into a single red leather glove, and then I just go, "You see this glove?" And the kid looks at the glove, and I punch him with my other hand. Opera is music's Vietnam. I get off my phone. Like a vegetable thing. It's like, you ever see the thing? It looks like, "I'm not gonna let you die, Petey." That might be the worst call we've ever had.
On the last day of the month, I go to the subway. Enjoy a 6-inch meatball sub.
FMU, you're on the air. The Heavy Flowers coming through. That was good stuff, guys. Heavy Flowers. We have time for another theme song entry. Let's check it out. Got that one. We didn't hear this one yet. Let's check it out. See if we can bring this one up. Final one of the night. If you want more information on the theme song contest, go over to friendsoftom.com and check it out. And also get on board the podcast that we're doing, the podcast now. You got to go over and get on board. Download the sign up for it. Then every week it shows up on your computer. It's the podcast. People like the podcast. Got a lot of emails from people who like the podcast. Now, let's see if people are going to like this song by Kyle and Jim. It's called Bison's Fury. Another entry into the best show on WFMU theme song contest.
Thank you.
And there we are. The, huh? Ah, there I am. And that is Kyle and Jim with Bison's Fury, which
I'm not exactly sure what it has to do with the show, but it's in the theme song contest.
And that does it for the best show on WFMU. We will be back next week for another exciting installment. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem in equal doses. Actually, not in equal doses. We don't play an hour of music every week. I'd say there's more mirth, then there's the mayhem, and then music. That's the order of things. Sometimes mayhem comes first, though. And next week, some of the things we'll talk about. I got an article from my friend Ted Leo. We're going to find another Factory Rap Douche nomination. We'll talk about that. Factory Rap Douche of the Week coming up. Got that. We got an article, read an interview with Tom Hazelmeyer, a little delusional article I read about him, kind of where he thinks AMRAP invented, apparently AMRAP invented electric guitars, according to this article, and get into that a little bit. And we will also get into the fact that apparently there's a full-on war now between this program and the podcast that's hosted by poster children. That they were goofing on me on their podcast. We'll talk about that next week. But at this point, I say to you good night. I say to you, friendsoftom.com. for the podcast sign up in the archive. I say to you, stay tuned, because Bill is coming up now to take you on a journey for 3 hours until 2 a.m. when you got Billy Jam coming in.